job, you get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
I mean, seriously, you know, just think about this during a break. I mean, what do? You go to your parents and say, oh, the head coach said to me, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, are you kidding me? I don't know where we are. I don't know where we are in sports history where a head coach saying to a player, are you kidding me, is a cause for newspaper headlines. It's just insanity. Dave in Simpsonville, Ethan, and Stephen P. His Braves are eliminated, so he can talk baseball now. Dave in Simpsonville. David, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. I hope you are.
I am. Thank you, David.
Real quickly, 11-3 versus the SEC since 2014. Yep. 3-0 versus Ohio State since 1978. And 2-0 against Oklahoma in that 2014 moving forward. So, you know, I look at it when people start comparing our schedules and playing who we play and stuff like that to, you know, all you have to do is beat Clemson. You don't have to sit there and disparage them. You don't have to run down the ACC. You just go out there and beat them. Take care of your business. Don't get your ass handed to you on the football field. And that's the way you get past this. Walt, I see it as Dabo envy, because the guy is purely genuine with everything he does down to the nth degree, and others can't accept the fact that he is as genuine as he is and as honest as he is and as forthright. They still want to make fun of him for taking Gatorade bath. Well, you know, when you're winning, you can bathe wherever the heck you want to, is the way I see it. So, you know, I look at this as a just a continuation of this Dabo envy. So, you know, win the game, quit complaining about it. When people like to complain, especially our friends down in Columbia, they remind you about the schedule. It's like, well, you're on the schedule. You're on the schedule every year. And now you've got a 5-game losing streak. Walt, I'm going to ask you this and take it off the air. Would you agree that the 5 top teams in the country, wherever they're going to land, their schedules as a whole collectively are somewhat similar, the ACC's or Clemson's to Alabama's to Ohio State's and down the line, with the exception of maybe an LSU, a Wisconsin? And those that are looking up actually have a difficult schedule. Do you understand what I'm trying to say with that?
Yeah, well, you know, Dave, look, I think in this particular year, the ACC is down in this particular year. And in this particular year, through no fault of Clemson's, the league is a lesser league. And so the schedule isn't what it normally is. It just isn't. I mean, it would be false of me. It would be a lie for me to tell people that there's something other than that. The truth is, the schedule's not very good this year. It just isn't. It's just the way it worked out. But even within that, that doesn't mean that Clemson's still not the best team. You know, who you play is not an indicator of who you are. It's really not even related. I mean, again, if the New England Patriots played Clemson's schedule and ran through the schedule, at the end of the year, would people say, well, you don't belong because of who you played, or would you belong because of how good you are? You know, and how many people you're putting into the National Football League and those kind of things. And that's where I think Clemson has proven their worth. And as you say, Clemson has proven their worth on the open market. They've proven their worth versus all of these other leagues and all these other elite teams. So you have nothing to talk about until you can beat them. You can't talk about schedule when Clemson beats the best team from the alleged best league 44-16. You have nothing to talk about until you prove that you matter. You just don't. You don't have anything to talk about.
Well, Walt, you go back in history when Florida State came on board and they won 9 straight ACC championships. If you go back and remember, and I know you do, that Florida State was never ridiculed for playing in a very subpar ACC back then. If you go back and remember, the ACC was not ready for a team like Florida State to come in. And it took teams 10 and 15 years to even catch up to them before they started winning, and not just winning, but winning consistently. And that didn't happen until most recently.
Yeah, look, the SEC and all of their propagandists and all of their representatives and all of their media arms, they do not like Clemson. And the reason they do not like Clemson is because Clemson beats them. It's just that simple. Clemson is taking what they think is theirs. And so you're going to get all this, you know, vitriol, hyperbole. You're going to get all this stuff because they don't like it. They don't like it. So is there a hatred for all things Clemson? Yeah, because Clemson's winning and taking their publicity away. You know, they want to sell this notion that they're the best, that the SEC is all that matters, that, you know, that they're better than everybody else, and therefore that all their teams are better than everybody else. But that becomes a difficult sell when you play Clemson, and every time you play them, you lose. It becomes an even more difficult sell when the best team out of your league gets drilled in a national title game. So they're left to spin facts or to make them up, as a Feinbaum does, you know, that kind of thing. Just, you know, just basically a highly compensated troll who says ridiculous things because he's trying to draw attention really to himself, but also to Alabama's cause. Dave, I have to run. I appreciate the call as always.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Dave. Let's get back to the phones and Ethan and Stephen P. Ethan, how are you?
Doing all right, Walt. How are you doing?
Good, Ethan. Appreciate you getting in as always.
No worries. I just wanted to say, like, real quick, like, I was hanging out with Steven and BT, like, the other day. They're fine. Everybody's fine. They, like, they're okay. It's, you know, BT understands, like, it's a thing. It's a coaching decision. It's for his own good, and he gets that. He doesn't care that Dabo said something to him. The hardest part about this week has been the media blowing it up, and that's been really uncomfortable for him. And it's, like, really unnecessary, so why even do it?
You know, that's a really interesting point. So, in other words, it's not the discipline, it's not the action. He understands that. But what he doesn't like is that it's being made a case, and it's been blown up and so out of proportion that now it becomes a big deal, and now he has to hear about it 100% of the time. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Right. That's all I had, Walt.
That's a good job, Ethan. Yep, appreciate that.
No worries, I'm at the softball game, by the way, over at Southern Wesleyan, if anybody wants to come out and support the Tigers.
There you go. I like it, Ethan. Well done. Yeah, that's a really interesting point that Ethan raises. And so Ethan's telling you that the kid himself isn't bothered by it. He's bothered by the fact that all these media outlets made it a big deal. And again, it's not a big deal. If we're to the point where that type of comment by a coach is not okay, then we can't play sports anymore. There's no point in it. There's no point in it. I mean, this is the way it works. Look, there are a lot of coaches that just live on the negative, that are always negative. That's how they exist. Dabo Swinney, even when he is his alleged most negative, he is still giving you positives to offset it. He understands the psyche and how things work. He's a master at it. But again, are you kidding me? Was turned into a federal case. I mean, come on. Stephen P., how are you?
Doing good, Walt. Hope you are, man.
Hey, yeah, I'm doing better than your Braves.
Yeah, hey, well, what are you going to do, man? They're young. They'll be next year.
Right. Hey, they can't blame. No one can blame you this time, so that's all that really matters.
Exactly. I did that purposely.
Exactly.
So we couldn't perpetuate the myth.
That's a plan. There's no myth.
Anyway, yeah. I was just about to tell you something nice about you, man, but I'm about to just retract it and not even say anything.
That's
but
funny.
No, I was going to say, after listening to the last three callers, you had Slammer, and then he's calling from a detention center. I mean, he's calling from a detention center, man. And then you had Dave with an excellent call, and then Ethan making a fine point. I just want to say, I mean, you and I have had our ins and outs, Walt, but I always like your show the best because I appreciate the way you take it to the callers. Not all the callers are great, but the callers are the reasons that these shows are good, in my opinion. So I've always appreciated that about your show. But anyway, now, on to I'm going to give you my predictions.
By the way, I don't agree with that at all. The reason the show is good is because of me. All right, so now go on. So now go on.
Well, you better keep going to the callers, man.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, they're my favorite. But anyway, 2 points.
You're the first person who has ever said that. Seriously, you're the first person who has ever said that. But however it works. You're the reason for the season then, Stephen P. It's all about you. So let's hear some brilliance.
Man.
No, seriously, let's hear some brilliance now. I need to hear some brilliance.
Well, I was going to give you predictions on the Clemson Carolina game, but two things real quick, man. Since I've made you angry.
No, we're good.
Wisconsin and their four shutouts, man. I'm looking at their schedule, and I'm going. I mean, it looks like a 1938 Tennessee schedule.
I don't care. You know, wait a minute.
I was going to ask you. Is that fool's gold? That's what I'm getting at.
No, look, a shutout in today's college football is almost impossible to achieve. Impossible. It just doesn't happen. And they have four.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very impressive, in my opinion, is what I'm getting at. But what I was wanting to know is, do you think this is something that's going to last and that's going to push them to the playoff, I guess is my question.
Well, they have to play at Ohio State on October 26th. And if that game was at home, I might view it differently, but it's on the road, and I think it's going to be a challenge. However, they could still win their division, still play Ohio State a second time. I mean, assuming Ohio State comes out of the other side. I think they're very viable. I think they're very much a contender, as is Penn State. I think the Big Ten has three legitimate contenders right now, and that's not counting Minnesota, who's still unbeaten. But I think the Big Ten, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, has three very legitimate and very dangerous teams.
Well, it's just something to look at the schedule and see 4-0s in the first half of the season like that.
It's unbelievable. No, I don't. Actually, somebody should look that up because I don't know it off the top of my head. Who is the last college football team to have four shutouts in a season? And as you said, it's just the first half of the year.
Yeah, and that's why I said it looks like Tennessee's old schedule from 38 when they just shut out everybody. You don't see anything like that anymore. But anyway, I was going to mention something about something I saw today, but I'm going to skip it because we don't have time. What's the spread on the Clemson game?
I don't know what the latest number is. I've got to check it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I assume it's around four touchdowns. And I heard you saying you're trying to worry Clemson Nation about these Louisville offensive players. Yeah, they might score more than 20. North Carolina scored 20. So I'll give them 21, but Clemson's going to score 56. So 56-21, I think that should cover the spread. So that's my guess on that one.
Right.
And the Gamecocks, if Helinski is healthy enough to be effective, I think the Gamecocks are going to win that game Saturday. I think they're going to win like 20-17. But that's predicated on whether he's effective or not. So.
Well, see, that's the problem. The problem with predicting that game is that Florida State's two best pass rushers are not going to play, and Helinski is injured. Now, listen, from the South Carolina camp standpoint, they're saying he's fine. Obviously, nobody with eyes and ears thinks he's fine. He's not fine. And I can't imagine that he's anything close to fine. But I think it's a really tough game to analyze and project or predict for that reason.
All right, man. Was that brilliant enough?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. You are the king of all callers, Stephen P.
Man, I can't believe I called you and tried to give you a compliment, and you twisted around and make it sound like I'm saying something bad.
I'm just joking anyway, with you, man.
I'm out like Trevor Lawrence about halftime Saturday night.
Stephen P, I like it. Meanwhile, Ramona, now it's going to turn into this. Chad writes on the Twitter, couldn't agree with you more. While I put up with the callers to listen to you, honestly, me and all my friends agree. Look, I couldn't do it without all you, with all you people who listen and call and write. I couldn't do it. It's about all of us, is what it is. It's about all of us. We're all in it together. And I love each and every one of you, except Stephen P. No, I'm just kidding. We love him more than most. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. We're live at Back to 30. Let me tell you about Carson Steak Warehouse. Somebody wrote me about something on the text line yesterday about Carson's. I didn't get the hooking up. It was listing all my items. But as you know, Ramona, fact, I am up to like 4 filet mignon and 3 New York strip and 2 smothered chickens and what's that? 4, 3, and 2 is 9 and 9 sweet potatoes and I had what is it? The chili cheese fries. I had that deal. That's like a meal unto itself. And the only thing I didn't know was that you could get it with jalapenos, which I should have. The food at Carson's is unbelievable. And they include these fresh baked yeast rolls with everything. Those rolls are to die for. The steak's cooked exactly how you want them. The filet mignon, you could eat with a spoon. It's just, Carson's is incredible. They're open every day. Happy hour Monday, Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Daily lunch specials. Today is Thursday, right? Is today Thursday? It is, right? Ramona, this is me talking to you, Ramona. Fried chicken sandwich with fries. And Carson's is accepting reservations in a large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Go see them. Go eat there tonight. You will thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, it's Jim. It's another Jim. It's all Jim Day on Road Rage. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. Come and donate. Come in. I'm looking for one. The rest of the show, I'd like to have, you know, a few more 75s, and I'm looking for one big donation. One big donation before I get out of here at 7 p.m. today. You still have time to be that person, to change lives. Do that today. Jim, we'll get to you as soon as we come back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. Live from Back to 30.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's not too late to purchase your tickets to see the defending national champions in Memorial Stadium this season. A limited number of tickets remain for select games and are available on ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the Clemson Athletic Ticket Office at 1-800-CLEMSON. Don't miss your chance to be part of the action, and we'll see you loud and proud in Death Valley. Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year's witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with zero res. Mention my name, Mickey Fowler. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
You asked for it, and we did it. Local Q is now the place to connect for everyone. We've opened a restaurant right next door. Whether you're looking for a more traditional dining experience or just want to come out with your kids, come join us Wednesday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturdays and Sunday, noon to 10, located in Haywood Plaza at 30 Orchard Park Drive. Get all the details at localq.com. Everybody's welcome. Local Q, your place to connect for barbecue, wings, and sports.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson, and we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome. Young and 30.
CBD benefits are well known, but not all CBD is equal. At your CBD stores, our products are certified quality organic hemp. Your CBD store products are third-party tested for purity, and we offer a variety of products, from water solubles, topical creams, and oil drops, to pet products. Visit your CBD stores in Greenville at 2111 Augusta Street, 1461 Woodruff Road, and 2603 North Pleasantburg Road. In Spartanburg at 1450 W.O. Ezel Boulevard. Your CBD stores, where good health hits home. Go Tigers.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2019 is winding down and we're in the fourth quarter. Like the Clemson Tigers, it's time to finish strong. Bennett Equipment rents and sells Takeuchi track loaders, wheel loaders, and excavators. And until year end, first-time Takeuchi excavator buyers and trade-ins of competitive brands receive up to a $4,500 discount. Hurry, because the clock is ticking. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, as always, rent it from Bennett.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, you know, Ramona, I just witnessed one of the funniest conversations ever.
Yeah.
One of the ladies from the Back to 30 was talking to Heath and asking about the lady. Heath has a jacket on now with her pink shirt hanging on. She says, the lady who was here before with the pink shirt, what was her name? And so I went back in about 5 minutes and I said, You're not talking about her, are you? They're having a conversation about like a third person when all along the conversation was actually about Heath. You want to get in? 654-7627. We're live at Back to 30. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Doing fine. How are you today?
Good, Jim. Appreciate you getting in.
Good, good. Hey, so I got a hypothetical for you. And
all right.
Just bear with me because this is going to be a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Let's just say that Clemson wins out, wins the ACC, looks good doing it. Ohio State wins out, wins the Big Ten. Oklahoma wins out, wins the Big 12. Oregon wins out, wins the Pac-12. Georgia wins the rest of their schedule, meets an undefeated LSU in the SEC championship. Georgia wins. Of all of those six teams, who gets left out?
Oklahoma and Oregon.
Ohio State and Clemson.
Oklahoma and Oregon get left out.
Why is that?
Because Oklahoma's the lowest ranked of those teams right now, and there's not a lot of meat on the bone. The next best team in the league has two losses, and that may be more by the time you get to a championship game. So there's not going to be anything to be gained by winning the Big 12 championship game for Oklahoma, and their schedule really just isn't very good, and they're not in a good position right now. Oregon would be out because they already have one loss. And so that would disqualify them in this conversation because you're talking about a bunch of unbeatens.
Yeah. So you
except for the SEC, which is
right. And that's what my question is you would you take a one loss LSU in the SEC championship game over an undefeated Oklahoma?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. That would be an interesting debate, especially because both teams played Texas, and both teams won, and both teams actually won by, I think, the same margin. I think both teams actually wound up winning the game by 7 points. Now, in the case of LSU, they won on the road, whereas the Oklahoma-Texas game is a neutral site game. But if Oklahoma's unbeaten and you have a one-loss LSU team. But you're talking about a one-loss LSU team that loses a championship to Georgia after beating Alabama.
Correct.
I still think it might be LSU over Oklahoma. And now the Big 12. Now, if that were to happen, that would hasten the arrival of the 8-team playoff because the Big 12 is not going to stand for that. The Big 12 is not going to stand for Oklahoma going unbeaten and a one-loss SEC team getting in ahead of them.
Right. Here's the thing, though, Walt. That could happen. That could very well happen. And I think this is the year, you know, in the years past, I think people have kind of gotten away with it. There may be one team that was deserving that left out or two, but there may be three or four this year that get left out. And there's going to start to be an uproar, and it really could push the 8-team playoff narrative here fairly, you know, starting this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, right now, I mean, we could guess, but there's nobody who can guarantee you who the best team in the country is right now. There's no way of knowing. I mean, you know, there are about 8-9 teams that look like they're a fairly similar ability, and therefore, you know, I mean, would anybody be shocked if team 7 beat team 1? You know, and therefore this is the year where we desperately need 8 teams in the mix because there are that many worthy teams. And I think there are 10 or 12 teams. I mean, I think the Big Ten has three really good teams in Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State. I think all three of those teams are elite teams. I think people are going to find out again about Penn State this weekend when I believe they're going to blow Michigan right off the field.
Yeah, I agree with that. One more thing, and I'm going to really kind of switch gears here, and this will be the last thing I have to say.
You're good.
Brad Brownell, I don't know if he's addressed this. Do you know what the status is of Clyde Trapp and I think his name is Jonathan Bear.
Do you know their status?
Has he said anything?
I have heard that Bear is ahead of schedule in terms of his recovery. Now, what that means in terms of playing basketball, I think somebody floated a date for me, but I don't recall what that date was. But I'm going to get Coach on in the next few days sometime in next week, and I'll ask him that question myself. So we'll get you a better answer.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously the season's coming up, and I seriously doubt Clyde Trapp will be ready.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I don't know much about this Bear guy. I know that you had talked about him, highly about him.
Yeah.
And because he's a transfer, right? He's
right. Right, and I think. Right, and I think the belief was, Jim, that he was probably going to be this team's leading scorer. And quite honestly, that Clyde Trapp was probably going to be the second leading scorer. And so, you know, you lost a ton of firepower. Right. Which is why, quite honestly, the trip overseas, which seemed to come almost at a bad time, right in the wake of those injuries, really came at a good time because it allowed this team to go out and find a new identity for themselves, and they did. I'm really excited about this team because I think there's way more versatility and way less ball stoppage than there was a year ago. And that's not to criticize any one player because that team needed that a year ago. But this team, I think, has way more versatility, way more overall athleticism, and way more defensive length. Now, you don't have the post presence shot changer that you had in Elijah Thomas, but I do think you're going to be much better in perimeter defense than that team was a year ago, in part because, you know, Sheldon Mitchell, you were really 4.5 man on defense because Sheldon, and by the way, he gave you everything he could. The kid had the heart of a champion. He just had what seemed like a degenerative situation in his knees, and he knew it, and they just, you know, from day to day and week to week, you didn't know. But what it limited most was his lateral movement, and so he had trouble guarding people. And so you had to sort of make up for that. This year, you won't have that issue. This year, I think you're going to be much better depth, much better ability to guard the perimeter and level off dribblers. And I think a more versatile offensive team that can score from many more places on the court. So I'm pretty interested to watch this team. I there are unknowns, certainly. I mean, and I'm not going to make any wild projections about them other than they were a ton of fun to watch overseas. They really enjoyed playing for Coach Brownell. They seemed like they were having a lot of fun, and they were very attentive to the things he was telling them and to his coaching. So those are a lot of reasons, I think, as a Clemson basketball fan, to be optimistic about what you're going to see, and that's without knowing, you know, the full status of Bear or Trapp.
Right, and you know, I think that Brownell is still the guy, and you're right, there is a lot of unknown, but there is a culture to the program. People may not see it, but I'm with you. Yep. I like the guy. I just wish there would be a lot more consistency. But hey, thanks for taking my call, Walt.
Thank you, Jim. Excellent job. Well done. Yeah, really well done. You want to get in, there's still time for you to get in. We have a few more things we want to get to as well. Let me tell you about Greenville Turf and Tractor. Greenville Turf and Tractor, Malden Road. Get in the seat of a John Deere 3E Series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less, well, big. Because with an intuitive operator station and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor. And when you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Visit Greenville Turf and Tractor, 722 Malden Road in Greenville, or call them 299-1727, 299-1727. Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor. You will thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're live from Back to 30. We just got another $75 donation. We appreciate that. You want to come in and make yours. I still have 20 minutes. I'm still looking for that one big donation. But trust me, $75 donations, $100 donations, as we've had today, they add up in a hurry. And there's still time for that. But you have to get in quickly. Kool-Aid Jim, you'll be first up on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
Join Mickey live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson this Friday from 6 until 9 a.m. Enjoy your favorite breakfast and get Mickey's unique insight on all the latest football sports action. Head to Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday for the Mickey Plyler Show live.
There's only one thing Tigers and Gamecocks agree on. Bojangles. Own the tailgate with the new limited edition Clemson or Carolina Big Bow box. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van liner? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
SH Carter Development is a licensed, full-service demolition contractor here to serve the upstate. With 50 years of experience in residential, industrial, and commercial building demolition, their staff meets deadlines while maintaining strict safety requirements. Before you start your demolition project, contact SH Carter for a free project estimate. Their staff will guide you through pre-project planning and scheduling, site preparation, dismantling, and asset recovery. Visit shcarterinc.com or call 864-295-3943.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agent Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection. That's right, for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate is at 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call Friar Dixon Allstate at 864-643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you're looking to buy or sell on the lake, Clemson, Easley, Powdersville, or Piedmont, Mike Kingsmore is here to be your assistant coach. You're in the driver's seat, and Mike is here to help you read the map. Unless you're a real estate agent yourself, buying and selling can be daunting. Communication and customer service is at the top of his list, and he's here to turn a real estate request into success through hard work and expert knowledge. Email Mike today at justinwinter.com. That's Mike at justinwinter.com.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner, and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from Back to 30. It's the Halloween extravaganza specials. So you need to plan on getting to Back to 30, and there are five locations throughout the upstate. It's an amazing place. I mean, the list of things on the Halloween extravaganza special doesn't even begin to cut it. For both men and women, so many ways for you to get back to 30. Like, we have the Real Magic Potion. Bank 90 units of Botox or units of, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, quite honestly. Xeomin, that's my best shot. Limit one blank per client. Witches have brooms. We have DermaSweep. Purchase DermaSweep, get a free upgrade to red carpet ready or new cell infusion. No magic here, only medical grade products. Purchase three products, receive a fourth free. We'll ship for free. Frightened by your double chin? Ditch it with the fat dissolving injections. Purchase Kybella for $4.99 per vial. Been looking for those jowls with dread? Try our threads. Collagen readings, know your truth. Receive $50 off the collagen bomb. Day of event only for having your collagen read. Banish crow's feet with Botox. Purchase your choice of toxin. Botox for $10.95 a unit. Bye-bye bat wings and lumps and bumps. Cool sculpting or ultra shape. The point is, there are so many incredible options. I mean, I could sit here and read them. I mean, they're probably, I don't know, 20 or 25 on this one piece of paper on the Halloween extravaganza specials. But if you visit the website, I mean, there are endless options. It's an astonishing place with medical doctors and all sorts of possible treatments to help you get back to 30. So go find a Back to 30 location near you, because as I said, there are five throughout the upstate. Also, before I get back to the phones, look, if you're in the market for a passenger van, you know, I've driven the Sprinter vans, Ramona, as you know. I drove them through a four-hour test drive. That's a fact. I drove a Sprinter van through a four-hour test drive. The boring part was the fuel efficiency test. Plus, I wasn't all that good at that. You know, you gotta take your foot off the gas as you approach a red light, and then you can't make, you know, like Jackrabbit starts. I live for the Jackrabbit starts. So I wasn't especially good at I was a little frustrated though with my grade, because they give you a grade at the end of that. I thought I got screwed over. You know, I thought I was like the Detroit Lions versus Green Bay the other day. I thought there were some bad calls that went against me on the fuel efficiency test. But on the obstacle course, man, I was cruising. I was driving that thing like a sports car through it, because, you know, it wasn't mine. If I tipped it over, you know, it's on them. They let me use it. And I couldn't tip the thing over, Mona. I was driving basically full speed through an obstacle course with a tall Sprinter van.
Yeah.
And the engineering is such, you can't tip them over. They seem impossible to tip over. And with a 7.5 foot high rear cargo height, you never bump your head. So, you know, I've seen them utilized by the major delivery companies for that reason, by Coca-Cola, by pet grooming places, by glass companies, by plumbers. I've seen Sprinter vans, and then regular people are using them too now to go to football games and tailgating, because they're the perfect tailgate vehicle. You know, this is just one of the vehicles that's available to you at Christopher Trucks. you know, from work ready to landscape, dump trucks to box trucks, as well as over the road day cabs and trucks. With football season here, tailgating is here. Christopher Trucks can do maintenance, service, and repairs on your RV. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. Go see Christopher Trucks today. Go see Jason Smith, their sales manager, or Rusty Hill, their used truck manager. Sprinter Vat, Passenger Vans, and Christopher Trucks, your go-to team online. Christopher with a C, trucks.com, ChristopherTrucks.com. And they'll even come to you. They'll even bring their wares to you. So if you're interested, they're incredibly accommodating. Go see them. Trust me. You will thank me later. All right. Back to the phones in Kool-Aid Jim. Kool-Aid Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt. You know, it's so funny, man. We're halfway through and everybody wants to throw scenarios, you know. What if, I love this scenario. What if Alabama loses to Auburn and LSU?
Jim, before you get going, is there a reason you sound so distant on the phone? You don't have me on Bluetooth or anything, do you?
Let me see what I can do here.
There you go. Now we can hear you.
Is that better?
Oh, way better. Yeah. Yep.
All right, good deal, man. Sorry about that. I was on Bluetooth, but I was running around outside with my son, so had you where I could hear you, but. Anyway, though, I was talking about the deal. You know, everybody is guaranteed or assuming that Georgia's going to run the table. And, you know, I picked Georgia ahead of time. I thought Georgia was going to make it all the way through. But I'm not so sure they beat Florida.
Just to be clear, at this point, I'm not assuming anything with Georgia. I think they could lose three more times. I'm not assuming anything with Georgia right now. I think when you look at the game against Florida, the home game against Missouri, which I don't think is a given at all, and then the game at Auburn, I think Georgia right now would take two out of three of those because I think that's probably the max that they're going to win out of those three games.
Right. But I personally still stick by my guns. I think Alabama loses at Auburn and against LSU. I think they're going to lose both of them. And that's gonna drop them out. There's no way that with two losses they'll jump them over anybody. And I can still see Ohio State losing two, Penn State and Wisconsin, and still got Michigan in the fix. And then you've got I don't know if there's anybody who beat Oklahoma. They may lose to Iowa State.
Yeah, I think the second best team in the Big 12 is Iowa State, and I don't think it's all that close. And I think Iowa State is going to give Oklahoma a run for their money, and I think they may well play Oklahoma twice. They're going to have the game in Norman, the regular season game's in Norman. This is a lot like the Wisconsin-Ohio State deal. The regular season game is in Norman, and Iowa State might not win in Norman, but Iowa State is absolutely capable of beating them in a rematch in the Big 12 title game, and anyone who doesn't think so is not paying attention. Iowa State's getting better now every week. That defense is the best in the Big 12. And their offense is getting better and better. Purdy is really coming on, and the freshman tailback has been a revelation the last couple of weeks.
No doubt. Well, let me run this by you. I want to ask you about some wild cards right quick. So yep. Let's take Baylor out of the Big 12. Let's take Iowa State and Baylor. Let's take Penn State. Let's take Oregon. And let's take Missouri of all teams. Out of all those teams, do any of them have any prayer of getting through and making the playoffs?
Yeah, I think Penn State is good enough to win the whole thing. I think if they have a freshman running back that they've really just uncovered the last couple of weeks named Noah Kane, and Kane is a beast, and they just need to feed him. It will make things easier on Clifford. That defense is nasty. That defense is allowing 1.5 yards per carry, which is just insanity, and they're right. Getting after passers. They're one of the leading sack teams in the country. So the Clifford kid at quarterback's getting better. The Hamler kid at wide receiver is one of the most explosive players in the country. And Noah Kane, the freshman back, who, again, is listed as an or on their depth chart, was listed third string before the year. I think they have finally uncovered Noah Kane, and I think that makes him a real threat. The other team that I think people should not forget about is Utah. Because I still think Utah is the best team in the Pac-12. And the last 2 weeks, they've looked the part. Now, they played Washington State at home, and they played Oregon State, and they won those two games by a combined 90-20 score. And finally, Huntley and Moss are back healthy together. I don't think anyone's beating that team in the Big 12, in the Pac-12, at least before the championship game. What I see happening is I see an 11-1 Oregon playing an 11-1 Utah for the Pac-12 title.
Right. So, but what about Baylor or Missouri? Do you think either one of them can crash the party?
Well, Missouri is still, we still don't know about Missouri's eligibility. But I don't think Baylor.
That's right.
I don't think Baylor is good enough. I think Baylor is a great story. I think, you know, that team has really overachieved. They've been really good defensively. You know, they're basically dropping eight guys into coverage. They're running a three-man rush, and one of those guys is James Lynch. And Lynch is like a poor man's J.J. Watt. He's a really tough guy to deal with. You know, he's 6'5" and 295 pounds, and nobody can seemingly block him. So they've been good at getting after opposing passers as well. But they've been really good in coverage. They make life difficult for you. And Charlie Brewer, their quarterback, is only 6 feet tall, but he's just a tough kid, and he's a winner. The problem I see for Baylor is that the rest of their schedule is fairly brutal.
Right. But they could upset the apple cart, though.
Sure.
I can see that happening. I can see some upsets. That's another thing. When Missouri and Baylor, and these are teams that will reach up and bite teams that aren't paying attention.
Oh, that's right.
And I think that's why people that, you know, are sitting back thinking these, you know, that Ohio State and Oklahoma are automatic running the table, there are too many teams that, you know, if they have one off day, they're done.
Well, let me give you another example, Minnesota. You know, I mentioned that the Morgan kid is really playing well at quarterback, and they have three running backs. The Brooks kid is back healthy, and they're playing really well. I mean, Minnesota just destroyed Nebraska this week, past weekend, as I thought they would. Right. They're unbeaten. And they beat Wisconsin last year by like three touchdowns. And Wisconsin's going to have to go to Minnesota and play this year. And why wouldn't Minnesota be confident in that game? If they're still unbeaten, make no mistake about it, that's going to be a challenging game for Wisconsin to go play in that environment. So what you're really saying is not necessarily that you expect those teams to win out and be part of the playoff, but that there are real life spoiler teams in the mix that could wind up upsetting what we view as convention right now.
Right. Yeah, that's what I should say. These are teams that could have a say so on who's getting in.
Yeah, no question. Yep, it's a great job, Jim. Good job.
All right, have a good one, my friend. Yep.
Thank you, Jim. Excellent callers all day long today. Really well done. A lot of good insight. A lot of good points. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you to all callers and contributors. Before we get out of here today, let me tell you about a couple things, including tomorrow, Ron. I'll be at Toyota of Easley, right, as part of the station-wide event?
Yes.
Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. You have no idea what the condition of your roof is. Unless you've had it put in the last 3 or 4 years, there's no way of knowing. You don't know. It's out of sight, out of mind. You try and keep it that way. You walk around with your fingers crossed, hoping that today isn't the day that there's rain in your living room. Don't leave that to chance. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They'll give you a free evaluation and checkup. Take advantage of it. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. At the very least, you'll find out where you stand. You know, you're good today, but you may have to do something in 4 or 5 years. Find out. Call them. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. You will thank me later. Also, before we get out of here, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They smother them, and they stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Mangia. It's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Then the appetizers start. The meatballs and marinara, the pepperoni twists. Platter. It's all incredible. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. The entrees, the taste of Italy,
is a sampler platter, the chicken parm, the authentic lasagna, which you can't get anywhere else in Clemson, the award-winning pizza. It's all at Joe's. And, of course, the homemade desserts, they make everything homemade except for the cheesecake, which they get from the Carnegie Deli in New York. And it's simply the finest cheesecake known to mankind. You know, Rona, we still have 3 or 4 hours worth of show left to do. We may just have it to stay. Let me tell you again, Toyota of Easley tomorrow and coming your way tonight on WCCP, Ellis Tolbert at 7 and Morgan Thomas at 8. So you want to stay tuned right here. Keep it on the big dial. Walter Tiller, Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Green Tunnel. 105.5, The Roar.
Okay, guys, it's football season, and that belly isn't for resting your plate on. It's causing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and IBS. Don't wait. Call the Health Dare. I promise it's easy. There's no lettuce diets, gym workouts, drops, or pills. Yes, you can still tailgate while taking the Health Dare. After football season comes the holidays, so you need to start now getting healthy for the ones you love. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic...